The day after we celebrate the solemnity, we celebrated the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it's fitting that we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary to show the union of these two hearts, or as Blessed John Paul II used to say, the alliance of the hearts of Jesus and Mary. The hearts of Jesus and Mary were united from the beginning until the end. From the beginning, at the moment of the Annunciation, okay, when the Sacred Heart of Jesus is formed in the womb of Mary and begins to beat and burn with infinite love. While Mary ponders all of these things in her Immaculate Heart. So from the Annunciation all the way to the crucifixion, when the heart of the Redeemer is pierced with a lance, and the heart of the co-redemptrix is pierced with a sword. So from the beginning, the Annunciation, all the way to the crucifixion, we see the union, the alliance of the hearts of Jesus and Mary. And so the Church, establishing the feast of the Immaculate Heart right after the solemnity of the Sacred Heart, wants to show this, the union of these two hearts. But it's not only the Church militant by establishing the order of feasts in this way, which shows the union of these two hearts, but also the Church triumphant, the Church in heaven. Because we have received from heaven the gift of the miraculous medal. And on the miraculous medal, we see on the back the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then they're linked with this bar between the two of them. Again, once again, to show the union of the two hearts and the union of their mission of redemption, co-redemption. And also, the Church triumphant, that is, heaven, gives us the message at Fatima. Okay, when Our Lady of Fatima said that the heart of Jesus desires that the Immaculate Heart of Mary be honored alongside him. Okay, so again, we have the message from not only the Church militant, but also the Church triumphant, that these two devotions go together. And so, for us, we want to love and honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus with the love and adoration of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we want to love and honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary with that love and honor that the Sacred Heart of Jesus has and will always bestow upon her. So, let us more intimately unite ourselves with these two hearts, with their love and their adoration for each other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.